Okay, so today's the last week we're going to do actual meditation. Next week, by the last class, we'll go back to talking more hashkaf of tefillah. But we have to put together. We've been doing the past couple of weeks, and actually, this is the third week that we're going to be doing actual meditation, and we have to put it back together also to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. We've been speaking about, I know that some people here are new, but we've been speaking about the meaning of the different types of meditation, then to put it back into different parts of davening, and to Yud Kei Vav Kei, to the different letters of Hashem's name. So, as I mentioned the past 2 weeks, Hizboinonos, which is the type of meditation, Chabad type of meditation, which is contemplative meditation, is very cumulative, which means that each level of meditation builds on the one before. So we started 2 weeks ago with one meditation. We then did that again last week, and then went further and deeper than that. And this week we're going to go to the final step, Mitzvah Shem, and then we'll hook it back into the different parts of Tefillah. Two people told me over the past week and a half. Two people told me that they find it very difficult, which is understandable. It's a completely different way of understanding what davening is, what thinking about God is. People usually think about God in a very superficial way, as some kind of entity about there, like you think about a hamburger or, you know, your second cousin. But to really try to experience God with this type of meditation is very difficult. And as I keep saying, it really is a question of training the mind to be able to focus on these things, and training the mind to be able to lose oneself in the meditation and to be able to illustrate and picture these ideas in the mind. It's not easy at all. I know it's difficult. So we're going to do one more week. We're going to try this time, Mitzvah Shem, and put it back into davening. If you get it, okay. If not, I recommend trying, because it's always a question of, have you been practicing at all? Have you had a chance to try on your own at all?
I try, but it is very difficult. And I think also learning textual things might help better to understand more about what we're talking about, this unity. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, talk about
Achdus Hashem. So actually what I do want to do, say, the thing is with text is that the problem with text is that by the time you finish translating the Hebrew, and the way Mamar Amar, it's very difficult because a mimer doesn't exactly say what to meditate. A mimer sort of like is speaking about the ideas, and you have to take out from that what exactly you're supposed to be meditating on. So there's no text that's an actual guidebook. Guided meditations, what you're supposed to meditate.
I think that, you know, everybody has something at the very forefront of their mind that they're davening for. So it's almost like you could focus, you know, your thoughts on, obviously every tefillah has its own bakasha, its own. But if you focus yourself, I think that's helpful. There's something very, very pressing in your life.
So I know you haven't been here, but we're nowhere near. That's completely not. In other words,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just.
In other words, that's the aspect of tefillah when you're already asking for stuff. That's bechlal, not what we've been doing.
Okay.
We're trying to meditate about God, completely not putting ourselves in the picture. In other words, it's the first step in meditation, which is to meditate about God, and have an awareness of Him. So it's not it that we're not going down that road. You're right.
But even just knowing that He can make any. Possible, whatever it is, and yeah, I'm sorry. I just popped in twice.
No, it's good. But you'll see what I mean. So here's the thing. So you'll see what the type of meditation we do. It's all right now. We're talking about coming to states of awareness of God, and not, so to speak, we're not yet at the point where you actually have a dialogue with Him. And I say dialogue and not monologue, because that's the ultimate, it should be a dialogue. But I'm not even there yet. We're talking about having states of awareness of God and arousing different emotions, which we've spoken about the past 2 weeks, and hopefully we'll put them together today. You'll see what I mean. Okay? You'll see. Yeah.
I believe it was last week you said to us, if I would say to you, think about God, what would you do?
Right.
So, and many of us just don't know how do you put it into words.
Like if I would say, do you think about that? That's right. That's,
so how can you even have a dialogue with somebody that you can't even begin to think about? Because Hashem is so vast that, like, where do you even start?
The meditation that you're talking about is asking for things that you need. That's already not concentrating on God. I'm talking about if I would say to you to think about God for 5 minutes, just think about Him without anything that you need. Just think about Him. Would you be able to do that?
it's more difficult.
Yeah.
Because we don't have so much information.
Exactly. So that's what we've been doing. Because when you focus on things that you need, which is what most people do when they daven, I don't mean to say, I mean, it's al pi halacha, it's mahadrin min a mahadrin. But bipnimius, if you go deeper, it's very self-centered, because
right,
it ends up being very focused.
About yourself and
right.
not about Hashem,
right.
100%.
So,
but I hear what you're saying.
So the idea is very much, in other words, by davening, it really taps into what we've been talking about the whole year, which is that tefillah, I mean, again, I don't want to spend time, you know, we've spoken about this a lot, but tefillah is a journey into God. Bipnimius, again, api alocha, you know, you're right, tefillah is just asking God for stuff that you need. But
that's one of esrei and things that, like, sometimes when you say tehillah, let's say, that you don't even, you're not even asking for anything in particular, but I find that if you religiously say tehillah, find that you're seeing God in the words of
hell. Let's go. We don't have, like I said, I have to stop on time today for a change. So let's do it. I know this. It's tough and it's late at night, but we're going to try and we're going to go do it again, okay? So let me just tell you, we're meditating on Memale Kol Alamin, the light of God that fills the world. And today, that's what we've been meditating on the past 2 weeks, and tonight we're going to begin speaking about Seviv Kol Alamin, which is the light of God that transcends the world. So to speak, today we're going to begin meditating on Ein Sof, on the infinite. Until now we've been meditating on the finite light of God. We've been meditating on the Shekhinah. The past 2 weeks were meditations on the Shekhinah, on the feminine aspect of God, the imminent permeating light of God, that's our reality. And the meditations have been, so to speak, transforming our perception of the reality that we experience into being able to feel that it's the light of God. And that's what the past 2 weeks meditation has been. It's been based on, remember, I said to you, the first week we meditated on what the Gemara says, last week we meditated on what Tanya says. The first week we meditated, the first meditation was, like the Gemara in Brachas says, Maha nefesh memala saguf, kach kodesh bochu ma'asa olam. As the soul fills the body, so does God fill the world. So we meditated on not just understanding and not just seeing, but feeling God's light that fills the world like the soul fills the body. Then last week we meditated on that it's not just like the soul fills the body, which is, so of course, at the end of the day, still two separate things, but to feel how the light of God is the world, not just vitalizing the world, but is the world. But this has all been feeling the finite light of God that permeates reality. Today we now go a step much deeper, an infinite leap, into His infinite light. And to meditate on that, and to meditate on that, our relationship to that, and then we're going to meditate on the different emotions that these steps bring about. Okay, so that's the game plan for tonight. Those are tonight's going to be two steps of the meditation, and you'll see what I mean. Okay, so we did two steps until now. There are two more steps that we're doing. And these, the first two steps that we did were, if you remember, we spoke about in ascending order. I don't have time to go through everything, but so I'm going to go through it quickly. Ascending order, we're going Hey to the Vav to the Hey to the Yud, which is Meida Ani until Baruch Sha'amar. That's the lower Hey, the lower level Or, the lower level Yira. Then Psukah de Zimra is the Vav of God's name, which is lower level love like water. Then Birchas Kriyashma and the Shema. You're not going to have time to write it down, so yeah, I'm going too fast. Yeah, then we're going to go to the Shema, and the blessings of the Shema, which is the higher Hey of Hashem's name, love like fire, and then we come to the Yud, which is Shemoneh Esrei, which is Yiri La, which is the higher level awe, which is Bitul Metzius, nullification out of existence. Those are the steps that we're going to be doing. So we did until now two meditations. We're going to do them again because you can't go; they're cumulative. You have to ascend. And then those next two steps are the two steps that relate to God's infinite light. That's what we're going to do tonight. Now, I'm just again putting it out there. These meditations that we're doing, Chassidim were trained to do this for months and years. So I'm just telling you, if you don't get it right away, and if it's not clear, it only means that because it's very new, it's a new experience. And it's something that really has to build in itself. You have to train oneself, as we saw last week from Tanya. It's really about training one's mind to be able to do this. Right? So it's. I know that it's new. Okay, so let's start. Try to put yourself in any position that you feel most comfortable with. And again, the idea over here is to try to put oneself into a state of mind to focus on one's thoughts and to focus on God and the thoughts and the different aspects of God and His unity and our connection to Him. To the extent that we're trying, the goal is to try to just feel Him. To feel Him and to focus on Him. Just like when you try to want to arouse emotions for somebody, you want to feel emotions, it's by focusing on them. We're focusing on God to lose ourselves within Him. So let's go. We're going to start from the lowest level again. So the first level is what the Gemara says, and try to follow me with your thoughts and try to focus on what I'm going to be saying. And try to, again, picture the important thing always is to picture these ideas in your mind, because the only way to really get these meditations, for them to have an effect, to feel them, is to picture and be as imaginative as you can and picture as much as you can the ideas that we're going to be talking about. So let's start. So first the Gemara says that just as the soul fills the body, so does God's light fill the world. So in order to be able to appreciate what that means, we're going to first picture a soul in a body. Try to picture a soul in a body, and you're picturing a body, and you're picturing a soul that's vitalizing the body. And be imaginative and try to see a lot of details. Try to see the body and all the different organs in the body, and the different parts in the body, and the different limbs of the body. And try to see how there's a life force, there's a soul, there's a chayas, there's a vitality that's bringing life force to every single cell in the body. See the head of the body. It could be your own body. It's best if it's your own body. Feel the head of your body, that there are your eyes that are being able to see, and your ears that are being able to hear, and your mouth that's being able to talk. And you listen to my voice now, your ears, there's the vitality that's allowing your ears to hear what I'm saying now. And feel at the same time that there's a breath that you're breathing within your body, and feel that breath in your body. And feel how it's vitalizing your body. And feel now, try to feel your feet and your toes and your hands. And try to feel that what you thought until now, you weren't aware at all of a vitality in your body. You just felt there to be yourself. You didn't feel that there's a vitality, because you didn't feel the light, you just felt the vessels of your body. So try to now feel the light of your soul, the vitality that's within everything, all the different organs of your body. Try to feel it. Don't just know that it's there. Try to tap into it and feel it. Try to feel that vitality. Feel the breath that you're taking. If you could tap into the pulse of your heart, if you could tap into the blood in your veins, if you could tap into your being able to move your toes. Move your toes and feel that there's a vitality there. And try to now feel the unity that that vitality represents. That there's a uniform vitality in your entire body. There's one soul, there's one chayas, there's one life force that's making everything happen in your body right now. Try to feel that. Feel all the different aspects of your body, or if it's easier for you to look at a body from the outside, and see how there's a life force that's making it walk and be making it talk. And there's the vitality that's vitalizing. There's a uniform vitality that even though there's so many different things happening in the body, there's one vitality that's one uniform, one united vitality that's making all those things happen. Try to feel that. Feel that soul. Feel the vitality. Feel the nefesh ha-machayas ha-guf. Feel the soul that's vitalizing the body. Don't just see, look at it, picture it, and then feel it. Picture it and feel that soul that's in the body. Now, keep that picture in your mind. Don't lose it. Put it to one side of your mind and open up on the other side of your mind another picture. Keep that picture of the vitality in your body. Try to keep it. Keep that picture at the same time and look how the vitality is pulsating through the body. And now picture the entire world. Start with a tree. Start with a beautiful big tree with lots of branches and lots of leaves. Then add flowers around the tree and grass. And a river next to it. And see that there's a vitality that's pumping life into all these things, into the water that's flowing, into the tree, into the flowers, into the grass. Now add animals, birds, different animals, and slowly make the picture bigger. Make it a beautiful scene with snow-covered mountaintops, and slowly make the picture bigger, and see that there's the vitality that's in all of that. Now combine that beautiful picture you had with the soul in the body. Look at the two pictures and feel that just like there's a vitality that's pumping life into the body, now feel the vitality that's pumping life into the tree, into the grass, into the flowers, into the river, into the birds, and feel that that's the light of God. That is godliness. That's God's light. He is the soul of the world. He is the Nefesh Kol Chai. He is the Nefesh Kol Chai. He is the Chei HaElamim. He is the Chei HaElamim, the life of the worlds. So feel His light in the world like you see the feel the soul in your body. Now try to expand that picture of the world. You had that beautiful scene with the tree and the leaves and the animals and the beautiful river and the snow-capped mountains. Now make it bigger. Now try to make it like the whole city of Woodmere or the five towns or Long Island, New York State. Expand and see how many hundreds of miles are being vitalized. It's a big body. Then go bigger, the whole United States, and slowly the whole globe. Picture millions and millions of people in the world, and they're all breathing right now. Look how millions of people are breathing right now. And there's one united life force that's giving life to all of them. And that's the light of God. And try to feel that light of God that's in the world, that He's the life of the world. Like the soul is the life of the body. Look at the microcosm and macrocosm. Put these two pictures next to each other. Focus on these two pictures and then focus how God is the light of the world. That He fills the world like the soul fills the body. And feel now that He is within all the world and within you and within all everything around you like the soul that's in the body. Feel that now. Feel that now. And now, add to the meditation as follows. This is what we mean by Hashem's Malchus, Hashem's kingship. This is what we mean by Hashem's kingship. Hashem's kingship, His kingdom, His Malchus, is not that He rules the world like a king rules a nation. Take a look for a second at a king and a nation of millions of people. Look at that in your mind for a second. Imagine a king sitting in his palace and millions of people. But you see that that's not the way God is a king. Because the king is nowhere near the millions of people. They might be obedient to him, but the king is nowhere near them. So discard that picture. Don't look at God's kingdom like that anymore. That's an immature way of looking at God's kingship. Now look back at God, how His light is filling the world. Look back at God's, how His light is filling the world. That's what we mean by God's kingship. That's what it means by Hashem's Malchus, His Shechina. His Shechina means He's Sheichen Meslabish B'tachtonim. He resides, He dwells within the world. That's His kingship. And now feel try to get a sense of awe from God's kingship. Try to picture the huge world and all the beautiful things and the millions of people that you can imagine in the world and feel how His light is filling everything and bringing life to everything right now. The pulsating vitality in millions of people is all God's light. Now go and see that we're not just talking about the physical world. Try to have a picture, if you've ever been to a planetarium, try to picture the solar system, the billions of light years, the stars, the universe, the Milky Way, the billions of light years. Picture that as the body. And picture God's light in that like the soul fills the body. Picture God's kingship is from the billions of light years of the universe to your toes. Go back to your toes. Feel His life in your toes. Feel your soul in your toes, which is really the light of God in your toes. And the light of God is filling you like your soul fills your body, but He's not just filling you, He's filling all of us in this room. And He's filling everyone in the world. And try to feel His light that's in everything, that's right now breathing life into everything, giving it life, bringing it into existence. That's God's kingship. And therefore, when you say Moida Ani, and you say to God, thank you, Hashem, when you just think of Hashem, you're not thinking of some infinite being just out there. You're thinking about the Chei HaElamim, Baruch Chei HaElamim, the Nefesh Kol Chai, the Chei HaElamim, the life of all worlds, the Shechina, the light of God that's filling all worlds, that's filling all creation. Everything around you He's filling and He's vitalizing. Keep that picture in your head. Think about it as much as you can. Try to focus on it. Try to picture all the pictures that we've been thinking about. You're feeling the soul in your body. feel again God's light in the world. Try to imagine the world as much as you can, as many scenes from the world as you can. Think of beautiful scenes and think of how his light is filling all of that. Try to picture a bird's eye view of Manhattan, of skyscrapers and millions of people, and feel that there's a united vitality in all of that, in all of them, in all of the people, in all of us. There's a vitality that unites all of reality, all of inanimate, vegetative animals and humans. There's a vitality that unites all of us. That's the soul of the world. That's God's light. That's his Shechina. That's his presence. Be in awe of his kingship. His kingship is vitalizing billions of ants right now. Billions of people, billions of stars. That's his kingship. Be in awe of that. That's the first recognition of God's presence. God being present to us. God's presence. God is our king. That's what his kingship means. He's not in a castle, he's within us. He's not in a castle, he's within us. His kingship is not being in a castle, his kingship is being within us, vitalizing all of us all the time. Feel that. That's the Moida'ani. Shechazarta binishmasi. He gives us back our vitality and the vitality of the whole world. Acknowledge that and submit yourself to that kingship of God, that vitality that's within all of us. Now keep your hand, now keep those pictures, but now we're going to go a little deeper. We're going to go deeper, and we're going to go now to Psukei Dezimra. We're going to go up to the Vav. We're going to go up to a higher level of perception. Because right now God is this vitality that's vitalizing the world. But now we're going to go deeper. And now I want you to look back at the soul and the body. Feel again the soul in your body. Feel again your soul in your body. Go back to yourself. And don't just know, but feel that there's a soul in your body. Feel it. Feel it in the different limbs. Feel it in your toes and in your head and in your chest and in your hands. Feel that united vitality in your body. Feel it again. But now I want you to see and focus that your soul is vitalizing and controlling your entire body. It's a king over the body. It's a king over the body. It's within, it's vitalizing and giving life and controlling the body. It's a king over the body. Yes, it's a king over the body. But the body and the soul are still two different things. The body is not the soul. The body is a vessel that the soul is vitalizing. To get a better idea of that, try to picture electricity in the house. Picture electricity in a house. Look at electricity in a house, how there are tens of different appliances and things happening. Right now in this room, there's electricity and a lot of different things. But the electricity and the appliances are two different things. The microwave and the air conditioner and the light bulb, these are separate from the electricity. The electricity is just making them happen. Now picture the entire Woodmere, all the houses in Woodmere. There's a united electricity that's flowing into all the houses and doing thousands and thousands of things. But the electricity and the appliances and all the things that are happening are two separate things. Now go back to the body. See how the body's with the soul is within your body, like the electricity in the house, that it's still two separate things. And now listen to the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov taught, it says in Tanya, that don't think of the light of God in the world as the Shekhinah, just as the soul and the body, because the soul and the body feel how the soul and your body are two separate things. Now you want to see, go back to the picture of the whole world and the light of God that's within the world, that we're feeling the light of God that's in the world. But now I want you to see that it's not just that the light of God is filling the world like the soul fills the body, but that the light of God is the world. It's not just vitalizing it, it's also the different things in the world. It is the tree. The light of God is not just vitalizing, but it's manifesting, it's becoming the tree, and it's becoming the grass, and it's becoming the river, and it's becoming the birds, and it's becoming the mountain, and it's becoming us, and it's becoming the millions of people in Manhattan. Keep looking at all these things and see that the light of God is not just filling them like the soul, but the light of God is actually bringing these things into existence every second right now, His light is bringing into existence right now. His light is bringing us into existence this moment. It's right now manifesting as us right now and pumping us into existence. Try to feel that. Try to picture how that until now you've been thinking of the light of God as something ethereal, something separate. Picture that the Shekhinah is the world that you're looking at. The physical object that you're looking at is a lakus, their godliness. They are godliness. They are God's light manifesting as these different things. Picture that. And now try to feel, when we say that you're close to God, feel how it's a completely different way of frame of reference of what it means to be close. God's light is not just pulsating within you. It is you. You are His light. He's not just a respirator that's pumping life into you. He's pumping you into existence. His light is manifesting to become you. He's within everything. And now picture the most beautiful things you can imagine in the world. Picture the most beautiful things you can imagine in the world. Now picture your children, or your spouse, or people that you love. People that you love. And don't focus on them. Focus that it's God's light. Don't think of them. Just look how God's light is becoming them. They are also the light of God. They are the light of God. Your child is God's light right now, brought into existence. God's light is manifesting as your child. More than your child's heart that's beating. Think about if you would look at your child's heart in an ultrasound, beating, how much you love that heart. God is the heart of the world, and His light is becoming everything in the world. And this brings to love like water. This is Psukei D'Zimra. Let's think of Psukei D'Zimra. Love like water means that you're cleaving to God now. You want to cleave to Him. You want to hold on to His light. You want to feel that He's your existence. You want to feel His light that's within everything. You want to feel that His light is everything. You want to be close to His light. You want His light to be more revealed because it gives all the beauty and the vitality to everything in the world. Let's listen to Psukei D'Zimra now. Heharim v'chol gvois, the mountains and all the hills. Look how His light is becoming the mountains and all the hills. Think of the most beautiful mountain range you've ever seen. Majestic range. And that is His light becoming those mountains. Look at those mountains as His light becoming. Feel that His light is becoming those mountains. Eitz peri v'chol arozim. Eitz peri v'chol arozim. All the fruitful trees, all the cedars, all the trees you could imagine. All the leaves in the tree, His light is manifesting to become those leaves. Feel that you want to cleave to that, like water. Love like water, like you want to be close to someone you love. You want to be close to that light. You want that light to be more revealed. Eitz peri v'chol arozim. He's in the tree. He's in the leaves of the tree. Hachai v'chol behema. Remes v'tzipor konof. Hachai v'chol behema. Remes v'tzipor konof. All animals that you could imagine, all the behemoths that you could imagine, all the creatures crawling on the ground. His light is manifesting as the billions of ants and the insects and the cats and the dogs and the cows and the horses. Try to picture all the animals that you've seen in a zoo, all the different types of birds that you've seen, the beautiful types of birds. And His light is becoming that. His light is becoming tailor-made right now to become all the animals in the world and all the bugs in the world. All the trees, don't forget the mountains, everything in the world. Feel how His light is becoming that. Feel that the Shekhinah is the world around you. Achai v'chol behema, remes v'tzipor konof, malchei eretz v'chol umim, sar m'chol shevet aretz, bachur megamel sulois, zekenim im na'orim. Kings, political figures, officers, simple people, old people, men, women, children, His light is becoming everyone. Feel His light in everything, all of reality. Hallelu es Shem Hashem. Praise the name of God. The name of God is the light of God. The name of God is the light of God that's becoming the world. Love like water. Try to feel that you want to cling to that. You want to hold on. You want to be part of that light. More than just a person and a respirator. The person and the respirator are two separate things. His light is who you are. It is the world around you. Try to feel that you want to be close to that. You want to feel that. You want that to be revealed within you and within the world. Try to feel that and take a few deep breaths. And now we're going to go deeper. We should take a break first a little. Let's come back now. Slowly come back and try to feel that around you. And slowly open your eyes. Let's take a break. That's what it means to daven. That's a taste of daven. That's what it means to feel God. We still didn't go to infinity yet. Guys, being able to follow? Following?
Yeah, it's just I'm there.
Huh?
I found it easier when it wasn't something that was like tainted, that when you're talking about like finding like God in nature, you know, like but like in the world that's there's things that are tainted and in that like
tainted, what do you mean?
Like not pure, like
don't look at those things. Don't look
right,
at those.
So then you're never supposed, like.
Don't look at those things. Don't look at those things. Remember what I told you. We learned this a few months ago. When Rabbi Akiva was being tortured to death, he was saying the Shema, and his student said to him, "Rabbeinu Ad Kan." And he answered, "My whole life I was living with Mesiras Nefesh." So the Rebbe asked, "What were the students asking Rabbeinu Ad Kan? Didn't they know there's a mitzvah to give your life for Hashem?" So the Rebbe explains that he wasn't just saying the Shema. The student saw that he was seeing Shema as God's unity. He was meditating on what we're meditating in and feeling love of God when he was meditating in the light of God in the Roman executioners that were torturing him, that were ripping off pieces of his flesh. That's what the student said, Rabbeinu Ad Kan, you could feel love, you could feel the light of God in Roman executioners. They couldn't, that's the students of Rabbi Akiva couldn't comprehend that. He responded, Kol yoma ha'isi mitzdar, my whole life was trying to be meisur nefesh, meaning my whole life I was meditating in God's unity. That's a high level. The Blue Shiva Rebbe said, that's why we close our eyes when we say the Shema, because sometimes some things you can't look at. Don't look at those things. You have to be in a very high level to see God in those things. That's why I keep saying, look at positive things.
Right, that's the word, that is our existence, that is our world. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like in my head when it was easier with you talking to me in my head, and I'm going to like the most beautiful place I've ever been. Forget about for my body, because that's like I found that easier, you know. But
okay.
And then you're different places where you want to see God, you know, like God in the world, or
right?
Or
feel God as the world, yeah. So
God
that's what.
So it's not. It just applies to somewhere that's like.
Don't look at things. Right. Look at positive things. Look at positive things. When you want to fall in love with somebody, you see their positivity. You focus on their positivity. Eventually, when the relationship becomes really deep and special, you even could fall in love with their flaws. But in the beginning, you don't focus on that. In the beginning, you accept their flaws. You then...
Just for the beginning.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Like,
in the beginning, you can't focus...
Because ideally, right.
Ideally,
right.
We should be in, of course, ideally you should see God in light and darkness equally. But that's a very high level. We're just starting. You can't even imagine what that means at this point. The students of Rabbi Akiva couldn't imagine what that meant. So, of course, we have to focus on those positive things.
Are we going to try to meditate with our... I mean, I know you said that we could have our eyes open, but just because...
The idea is, I don't know how many...
It's easier to meditate with your eyes closed and to focus on everything that you're
right.
saying.
And what, but once, so I'm telling you, once you get used to this, I'm giving you examples of things to meditate on, but this is, it really, you have to get, train yourself to think of these ideas, and then when you have the ideas and ways to meditate on it, then you could do it with your eyes open. Of course, that's the purpose, but again, this is the beginning. Okay, we have to go... I know it's very difficult, but we have to go back in because we have to now go to the next stage. These two things we already did the past 2 weeks. Now we're going to go a little deeper, okay? You ready?
But now that we broke the flow, is there like a way we can get back into it without that whole intro?
We're going to do it a little quicker now. Okay. We're going to be able, you'll see it'll go much quicker now because it's still fresh in your mind.
Okay.
It's still fresh, okay? Did the AC go off, or it's just took a break?
So how did the students really came to know that he was seeing what he was seeing?
Because I the Rebbe doesn't explain, but I understand that it means that he was looking at them and saying the Shema. He was looking at them and saying the Shema. How did the students know that Rebbe Akiva was seeing God in them? Okay. Okay. All right. Let's go back. Okay, we're going to go again. We're starting again. We're going to go again to get these pictures quickly because we need to go further up now and deeper. So try to go again. Let's see what we could go back into. And we're starting from the first level of seeing God's light like the soul fills the body. God's light fills the world like the soul fills the body. Pop up again the picture of the soul in the body and feel again the soul within your body. Feel again the soul within your body, vitalizing your body. Feel the unity. Feel the unity of the soul vitalizing everything in your body. All the different things happening in your body. And now go and open up again the picture of the world. As many pictures of nature that you could imagine, as many pictures of people you could imagine, and feel God's light fills the world like the soul fills the body. God's light fills the world like the soul fills the body. Picture how God's light is filling the world like the soul is filling the body. Make pictures. Picture the millions of people again and the different scenes that you saw, the beautiful scenes that you saw. And feel God's light is filling the world like the soul fills the body. Like the soul is king over the body, God's light is king over the world. His kingship is how His light is permeating and pumping vitality into all of existence. See that and feel that. That's the Maidani, Barchei Olamim, the life of all worlds. Feel how His life is vitalizing the world and everything in it. That's the awe, the lower level of awe, seeing God's kingship. Now let's go deeper and again see how the soul fills the body, but the soul and the body are two different things. And now we want to see the world, that God's light doesn't just fill the world and doesn't just give life to it, but God's light is actually fills the world, literally fills it. It literally becomes the world. Picture again, here's the meditation that we mentioned last week. Picture again a styrofoam cup filled with coffee. Picture a styrofoam cup filled with coffee, and you say that the cup is filled with coffee, but then realize that no, the cup is filled with coffee like the body is filled with the soul. But the truth is that the cup itself is not filled with coffee. The space that the styrofoam makes is filled with coffee. The cup itself is filled with styrofoam. See that. See how when we say a cup filled with coffee, the cup is really filled with styrofoam. The space that the cup makes is filled with coffee. The cup is filled with styrofoam. So now look, when we say God's light fills the world, it's like the styrofoam fills the cup. God's light fills the world like the styrofoam fills the cup. Like this cup itself is the light of God. So now picture the world as His light manifesting as the world. Try to see again the world and the beautiful things in the world and the stars, and go back and zoom out and see billions of light years of stars as much as you can. Try to take a bird's eye view. Go up outside the universe and look down at the whole universe, and you're seeing billions of light years of stars and planets. And zoom back down into the world and see, try to have a picture of the whole globe and see how His light is manifesting as the globe. And then go further down and see how His light is manifesting as the mountain, like Psuka de Zimra, the mountains and the hills. The fruit trees, the Eitz Pri v'chol arozim, Achai v'chol behemah, see how His light is becoming all the animals in the world. And all the insects in the world, and all the rulers of the world, and all the people in the world, and the millions of people in the world, His light is becoming everything around you. And try to feel that love, that Ava Kamaim, the love like water, because you want to be connected to that light that is the light of the world, that is the world, that is the Shekhinah. Now, keep that picture in your head. Keep the picture how His light is becoming everything around you, is becoming you and all of us in this room, and then the whole Woodmere, and the whole New York, and His light is becoming the whole America, and the whole globe, and the whole solar system. Keep picturing that. But now I want you to understand something. That light of God, that's the Shekhinah, this light of God that you're picturing in your head, and keep that picture, how His light is becoming the world and becoming everything in the world. Keep that picture in your head. But now I want you to understand that that light of God is a little drop, a little ray of His light. I want you to picture the sun. And I want you to picture one ray coming out of the sun. Keep that picture of the world as His light being the world and put it to one side of your brain. Open up another picture of the sun and a ray coming out of the sun, a single ray of light. Picture a plant over here in this world. And picture the sun. How much of the sun's ray is in one plant? Try to picture the light coming from the sun and going into one little plant. Try to feel the ray of the sun that's in that plant. And now compare it to the sun itself. Try to feel that ray of God, of the sun that's in one plant. Feel that ray. Keep looking at it. Look at that one ray that's going into one plant. And then look at the sun itself. Keep that picture and open up another picture right next to it of the ocean and yourself taking a drop of water from the ocean. Put the sun next to the ocean. Picture in your mind the sun and picture right next to it the ocean. Picture the ocean and picture the sun. Picture them next to each other. And picture one ray coming from the sun going into one plant. And picture one drop coming out of the ocean. Make sure you're picturing one drop coming from the ocean. You're putting your finger and you're taking finger into the ocean and you're taking one drop out of the ocean. And see how that parallels a picture of one ray of the sun that's in a plant from the sun. Picture those two things as clearly as you can. Try to have that painting. Try to have a painting in your mind of a drop coming from the ocean and one ray coming from the sun. Picture these things in your mind as much as you can, as hard as you can. Try to have keep these pictures, the drop from the ocean. See how vast the ocean is. How many drops must there be in the ocean? Picture how deep the ocean is. And one drop on your finger. Picture how big the sun is. It says you could fit thousands of our globe into the sun. And then picture one ray that's in a plant. And now I want you to keep those two pictures open. And below them, I want you to keep open now another picture. Go back to the picture of the light of God that is the world, the Shekhinah. Look again at the light of God that is the Shekhinah. Look again at the light of God that is the world and is everything around you. And now I want you to listen carefully. That light of God that's the Shekhinah, that light of God that's becoming the world in the billions of light years, is one ray that God took from His Or Ein Sof, from His infinite light, from His infinite being. God infinitely transcends Woodmere, America, the globe, the solar system, the Milky Way, the physical universe, all the spiritual worlds, all the billions of angels. God infinitely transcends them. I want you to see all these things that I just said as one drop of His light, like one drop from the ocean, or like the one ray from the sun. Picture again, listen again, the light of God that's becoming you, that's becoming your children, that's becoming all of us in this room, that's becoming Woodmere, the light of God that's becoming the whole United States, and that's becoming the whole world, the light of God that is the whole solar system, the light of God that is the Milky Way, the light of God that is the universe. And now see that light that's becoming all the worlds, all the spiritual worlds, everything, all of reality. And now zoom out and see that that is one drop of His light. Look at God like the ocean or like the sun. Look at the ocean and the sun as a metaphor for God's infinite light. And try to picture that the light of God that's within all of reality, try to feel that that's only one drop of His light. His light is becoming, the Shekhinah is only one drop of His infinite light, of Kutsha Brichu, of God Himself. God Himself is like that ocean. Try to picture, put your finger into the ocean and take out a drop. Look how you put your finger into the ocean and feel how you're taking out a drop. And now think how God is taking one drop of His infinite light that's becoming all of created reality. And I want you now to feel how far we are from His infinity. If all that we are is just a drop of His light, feel how far we are from our Beloved. Feel how far we are from our Beloved Himself. I want you to look at the following picture. Think about the person that you love most in the world. Think about the person you love most in the world. Picture the person you love most in the world, and then picture that you have one hair from their head in your hand. One hair. And that person that you love is so far away, is on the other side of the globe, and you haven't seen them for years. Imagine you haven't seen them for years. You have just one, all you have from them is one hair from their head. And you haven't seen them for years, and you're not going to see them for years. You just have a hair from their head. And now picture the light of God that is the world, vis-a-vis His infinite light, is like one hair of His light. And now feel how constricted you are, how you're in such a constricted place, because you just have one drop of His light. You have just one hair from His head. You have just one hair, you have just one drop of His light. And feel that if all the world is just one drop, imagine what His infinite light is like. Imagine what it would be like to be in His infinite light. And try to feel a love like fire. This is the meditation of the Shema. Love your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. Love your God. You want to have a passionate love that you want to now come to His infinity. You don't want to remain within the world. You want His infinite light. Picture again the drop from the ocean. Imagine living in a drop of water. Imagine living in a drop of water. Imagine living in a hair. You just have a hair from your Beloved, and you're living in that hair. Your whole being is in that hair. You want your Beloved. Look at the whole universe as just a drop of His light. You want His infinite light. That's what the angels are saying. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. They're srafim. They're being burned up out of love of God, because they see that they're just a drop of the little drop of His light. He's holy, holy, holy. He's separate, separate, separate. He's so far. His infinity is so far from what we are. And feel that you have a love like fire. You want His infinity. All the finitude and the constrictedness of this world, it's all just a drop of His light. You want His infinity. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. You want Him. You want the Echad. You want the One. You want the Infinite One. You want His infinite light. You don't want just a drop from the ocean. You don't want just a hair from the head. You don't want just a ray from the sun. You want His infinity. Try to feel how far you are from that infinity. How you're with the, if the entire universe is one drop of from the ocean, so how much are we from that drop? How little of God's light do we have within us? We're His light, but how little of His light are we? How much He transcends us, how far He is. Try to feel that love that you want to come to His infinity. And now we come to Shemoneh Esrei. And now I want you to feel like this. Now feel that one drop falling back into the ocean. Look at that one ray of the sun that's in one plant. Bring it back into the sun itself. And now I want you to feel that really, even though we ourselves are just a little drop of His light, His infinite light is everywhere. Or more correctly stated, feel how everywhere is within His infinite light. He is the place of the world. The world is within Him, like the drop is in the ocean. Now feel how He is here. His infinite being is here. We are within His infinite light. Put the drop back into the ocean. Put the ray of the sun that's in the plant back into the sun. Put the hair back onto the Beloved's head. You're with your Beloved. You're with God's infinity. We're within His infinity. Baruch Ata Havaya. Speak to God in the second person. Say to God, you. And when you say to God, you, you're talking to His infinite essence. And you're within His infinite essence. Feel how you melt out of a state of being. You're not separate from Him anymore. You have no independence. You have no independent being at all. You're within Him. You're absorbed within His infinity. Baruch Ata, you God. Ata, you. The holiest word we have in davening is Ata, you. We're within Him. Look at the drop in the ocean. Don't forget, the drop is the entire universe. All the spiritual world, it's one drop of His light, and really it's within the ocean. That's Yiri La. That's the higher level awe, where you become nullified out of existence into God. You melt and pour yourself into God, like the drop back into the ocean, like the ray back into the sun. That's the Yud of Hashem's name. It's just a drop, just a Yud. That's the Bittul B'Metzius, nullification out of existence into God, absorption into God. That's Shmoneh Esrei. Not being able to move. You have to say, Hashem Svasei Tiftach, God, open my lips. I can't talk, I'm just within you. I'm within your infinity. Everything is within your infinity. Imagine thousands and thousands of letters and thousands of books going back into the inkwell, going back into the well of the ink where they all came from. Think of all of reality back into God's infinite light. And just feel His infinite presence that we're within. Just feel the Ata, the You. It's the most important word of davening. Ata, You. And now in your mind, slowly take three steps back from that. In your mind, now slowly take three steps back from that. You're not leaving that reality. You know you're still going to be with His infinity, but He wants you now to live in the physical world. He wants you to feel that while you're living in the physical world. So you're taking three steps back and you're promising Him that you're going to keep feeling this as you live in the physical world. Not as intensely as now, but you'll have that awareness. Slowly take three steps back and get ready to open our eyes and to feel the world again, but keep that awareness that we're within His infinity. Take the three steps back, and when you're ready, open your eyes. How is it like sitting in God's lap? Asher Yeshev Eisecho. That's what we say that after Shemoneh Esrei. We sat in His house. Asher Yeshev Eisecho. I can't hear you. Obviously, it's deeper than that. It's just metaphorical. It's more than sitting in His lap. It's being in Him. Yeah. But now when we open our eyes and we remember that feeling, it's like that we were sitting in His lap. It's for the first time we were really embracing God, embracing His infinity by being one with Him, by losing ourselves in Him, by being prepared to lose yourself in Him. And realizing that's the greatest joy that there is. That's the greatest simcha.
So that's davening.
That's davening. That's a taste of davening, yeah. That's some basic meditations. That's Chabad. Chachma bina das. That's using your wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Using your mind to connect to God. That's Chabad.
not possible to walk around like that all day.
It's possible when you think that that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to bring Him into everything. He wants you to now eat dinner with Him. It's not the same intensity, of course. Can't be that same intensity. But that's what the Kuzari means when the Kuzari says that you're supposed to look forward to davening, because you want to go back to that experience, that intense experience. You want to go back to Him. So it's like he's telling you now, okay, now my kindalach, listen, now go to work, take care of your kids, you know, go change diapers, go cook dinner, go do what you have to do, go run errands. Have that awareness of me in the back of your mind. That's why the year that we started with, Him as the soul of the world, that He's within everything, that we could have in mind the whole day. That awareness that we're in His presence in a very general way, that we could have. But to go back into Him, that's Shemoneh Esrei. Huh?
It was the hardest part.
Of course it's the hardest part.
Yeah, about the whole, like, three times of meditation. You know, like, for the past three classes, like, conceptually, you know, for me.
This was the hardest one?
That last, like, little minute.
Were you able to perceive it at all?
I got a headache, not so well.
Really? It's hard. I know it's hard.
I'm saying,
try to listen to it again when you get a chance. You have to try. It's training. It's getting all the pictures straight and being able to slowly go back into it. It's hard. It's very hard. Listen, playing the piano is hard. Becoming one with infinity should also be hard, no? It's practice. Remember I showed you what Tanya says? In chapter 42, remember? Emuna, aman, training, habituating. That's why Chabad is called the long, shorter way. It's much more difficult than just arousing emotions and stuff. It's much more difficult than just saying words. But that's going to get you into the city. You know the parable of the long, shorter way, no? The Alter Rebbe called Tanya the long, shorter way. There's a story in the Gemara. Rabbi Shubin Hanani says that he was once outsmarted by a child. He was going to a city and he asked the child, how do we get to certain cities? So the child said, there's the short way, which is longer, and the long way, which is shorter. So he told him, give me the short way. So he told him, okay, there's a path over here, just a couple of feet, a couple of miles, 2 miles. And he started going, and there was, you know, wild animals and pits and a mountain in the way and barbed wire and electric fence and you know, highways, and he couldn't get there. He came back to the kid and he says, what's the long, short way? So he says, it's much longer, it's 10 miles, but it's a smoother road. You'll get there to the city eventually. This is how you get to God. This is how you get to Him, with the mind.
It's interesting because I'm saying as a mother and someone also who works, it's like Hashem constantly, not Hashem, but I'm saying it's like a very big challenge because we're so busy, you know? Like,
distracted.
Completely, like from one thing to the next,
There's more good things if you see Hashem. You have to see Hashem in every detail and know that nothing is
right, no, 100%, but I think it's a very big challenge in the meantime, to try to find time to practice.
You can't meditate while you're doing your errands.
No, this is not when you're doing errands. This is the type of meditation that you need to meditate to. Remember I told you, go under your talus, metaphorically. Close yourself in a room for a couple of minutes and do it. Tov, I hate to have to run.